Maybe I'd just say a few things. One thing is really nice that we're having a meeting here, because when I first started this sort of tour research, if I can call it that precisely, back in the day, it's very nice to be here, because when I first had this idea about doing a project around Tagore, I came and met Calais and Kundu here, and he really helped me.
He sends his apologies today, by the way. He'd love to be here.
We didn't have much notice.
Well, today is today's Dol Purnima, which is the full moon of Holi.
Oh, right.
So there's a puja. He's doing a puja in his home.
Yeah.
It's the first day of spring in Bengal.
Oh, right.
So
it's a beautiful day for it.
Oh, right.
And
might not be beautiful.
No, it's beautiful here though. Anyway, so I met with Kalyan, and I think I mentioned in the first of our meetings how I realised it wouldn't be possible to, at that time, to make an exhibition of Tagore's paintings for practical reasons, and also I think for sort of, you know, political conceptual reasons. And then I went on to do this exhibition, Santal Family, and I have a really nice image actually, which I want to show you. Have you seen this, Anshuman? Which is a photograph of this room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful image by Matty Braun.
Yeah, is that here?
Yeah, that's here. Yeah.
That's his intervention into this space.
Well, no, he just photographed it as it was.
Yeah.
It had these colours.
Like these things behind us.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
It had these like colourful paper. I don't know why they were there. I mean, I guess
On the windows.
Yeah, to black it out.
Yeah.
To darken it out. Such a beautiful image. Anyway, so this space has been, you know, interesting place to come back to repeatedly. I think with the, just to sort of focus on this project, you know, when I started at Innova, there was this conversation about doing a project on Tagore, and I think that it might have been possible to do something a little bit more historical, although at the same time I had conversation with Deepak Anand about his attempt to make a Tagore exhibition, which sort of went awry. In the end, the Indian government claimed it. And Shiv Kumar curated it very well. So then the genesis,
it was
touring all over the world. It was at the V&A in London.
Okay, the one that was here last
year.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
And
yeah.
Its anniversary one.
It was the anniversary
one.
And so I suppose the sort of genesis of this project was a conversation with Rustam Barucha in Berlin. We had a conversation about Tagore, and he told me, we were discussing his museum broom in Rajasthan, and which I think is a great project, even though I haven't been to that museum. Just the concept to me is really interesting. And we were talking about Tagore, and I said, what would you like to do around Tagore? Because he was saying, you know, I've written this book, but I would also like to do something more curatorial. And he said, I'd be really interested to make a museum, like the Museum of the Broom, to kind of look at Tagore's work, his legacy, and particularly look at his sort of environmental ecology interests. And so that's what I first thought that we would do together. But then Rustam got this job at JNU, and he became too busy to collaborate with me on that project. And so the idea was continued that we would make some kind of structure that would, by an artist, we hadn't decided who it would be, that would contain research by various people. And so I met with Andrea, and we applied for this AHRC grant, and it was a very drawn-out process. And by the time the Tagore exhibition happened, we still hadn't got the AHRC grant.
Yeah.
So we couldn't realise this idea of the structure with the containing the research. So instead, I commissioned the work from Anna, and I showed the piece from Goshko from Santal Family. But then the money came, kind of sort of almost at the same time as the show opened, and so we convened the group, and then NGPK came on board. And so the idea was that this research process could happen, and it could happen at NGBK in a kind of smaller form. And then we invited Andreas to work with us on a sort of architecture for the exhibition that could contain that research. And so the situation we have now is that we've had these three sessions. People are doing different amounts of work in terms of research and production. Landings obviously have a very complex and developed project, which is going to have its own kind of position in the exhibition. And everybody else, as you know, has been invited to propose something that can be displayed in a sort of situation which is reflective of the fact that this is a research conversation rather than a series of artworks. But I think today is really just very open. We have a sort of small budget that we can spend on producing material. And today is just a very open conversation about how that material might be shown, what material is there, and particularly to talk with Andreas about the design support structure for that, and Chin Elke about the context and then GDK and audiences and things like that. So
great.
I think that's it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's very